今天我们在读雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
新约雅各书。
New Testament James.
雅各第二章。
James chapter 2.
我们从十七节读到二十六节。
Verses 17 through 26.
这样信心若没有行为是死的，既有人说你有信心我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便借着我的行为将我的信心指给你看。你信人只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。虚乎的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？我们祖宗亚伯拉罕这就有鹰眼经上所说亚伯拉罕信的，这就是他的意思，他有了成为你的朋友，这样看来人诚意不依照行为，不是单凭的信。据你拉哥也乃使者，又怕他们从别的动物不也是依照行的一位诚意吗？身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。我们再读第一章。
Read chapter 1.
是二节
Verse 12
人受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主允许给那些爱他是人的。好，我们再读第二十七节
Verse 27
在神我们的父面前，他心里没有缘故的心，就是看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。第二章第一节
Chapter 2 verse 1
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按照外貌待人。第九节
Verse 9
看你们是他的外貌待人，便是犯罪。第九节，但你们若按外貌待人，必是犯罪，且必把定罪判罚的。第十二、十三
，12 and 13。
你们既然加害使人自由律法受审判，就该照着律法所化行事。因为他不怜悯人的，需要受不怜悯的审判，怜悯也是向审判华盛。第三章
Chapter 3
第一节第二节
Verses 1 and 2
我的弟兄们，不要托人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的审判。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他若是完全人，也能合住自己的根深。我们圣经就读到这里。
This is all the scripture reading.
上次提到一点关于雅各书的背景。
Last time we mentioned a little about the background of the book of James.
我们读雅各书的时候，我们大家都有感觉，雅各书乃是讲到行为。
When we read the book of James, we have the common feeling that it's talking about our behavior.
正像我们读希伯来书，我们就有感觉希伯来书乃讲到信心。
Like when we read the book of Hebrews, it's talking about faith.
差不多有一章圣经都是讲到信心的问题。
There's even one whole chapter committed to the matter of faith.
所以这两卷书呢是连起来的。
So these two books are connected.
希伯来书是说到信心。
Hebrews speaks about faith.
雅各书乃是说到行为。
James speaks about our behavior.
不是说这两件事是矛盾的。
It's not that these two conflict each other.
这两件书乃是互为因果的。
These two books complement each other.
雅各书说到行为，不是我们平常所说的肉体的行为。
The works mentioned in the book of James is not the works of the flesh.
也不是我们自己所做出来的一个行为。
It is not something that we can do by ourselves.
雅各书所说的行为，乃是说到那信心的行为。
The works mentioned in James is works by faith.
那说到这个行为呢，从信心里产生出来的。
It is works produced out of faith.
若是我们的信心是真实的。
If our faith is real.
我们的信心是活的信心。
Our faith is living.
它自然而然就有一个表现。
Automatically it will have a manifestation.
自然而然会产生一个结果。
It will have a result.
那个就是雅各书所说的行为。
That is the works talked about in James.
所以行为乃是那信心的表现。
The works is a manifestation of your faith.
就是没有行为的话，人就看不见我们的信心。
Without works, people cannot see our faith.
我们的信心乃借着我们的行为来表现出来的。
Our faith is manifested by our works.
所以雅各书是给我看见那个信心的那行为。
So James shows us the works by our faith.
那我们要确实知道一件事。
We need to know one thing.
那我们的在神面前被称义，乃是应当信心的缘故。
To be righteous before God is by faith.
我们相信主耶稣基督，因着信我们就被称义了。
We believe in the Lord Jesus by faith. We are righteous.
就是我们的生活也是因着信心的缘故。
Even our living is by faith.
义人是必因信而活。
The righteous shall live by faith.
我们生活不是凭着我们自己的行为。
Our living is not by our own works.
我们的生活乃是凭着靠着我们的信心。
Our living is by our faith.
说义人乃是靠着信心而活的。
So the righteous shall live by faith.
那为什么这个雅各书说到我们的称义乃是凭着行为呢？
And why did the book of James tells us our faith is by our works.
那我们必须要了解他的那个背景。
We must understand his background.
那刚才我已经说过了。
I had mentioned.
说雅各书所说的行为乃是信心的行为。
The works in the James is works by faith.
不是我们自己做出来的。
It is not something that we can do.
乃是呢我们相信主耶稣而产生出来的行为。
But it's produced out of our faith in the Lord Jesus.
所以他说到行为的时候，他行为和信心呢是并行的。
So whenever it talks about works, the works and faith is a complement.
那就是我们有了信心，自然而然会产生这个行为了。
When we have faith, it naturally produces works.
那我们有了行为，自然而然证明说我们是有真实的信心。
When we have works, it naturally proves that we have faith.
说信心乃是行为的，信心乃是行为的原因。
So faith is aSource of work.
那行为乃是信心的一个表现，一个证明。
Work is the proof and manifestation of faith.
他说到亚伯拉罕是因的行为诚意。
He mentioned Abraham was justified by works.
说拉赫也是这样。
And even Rahab was.
就我们读到这里时候呢，常常会有些困惑。
Whenever we read these portions, we are troubled.
好像我们和我们从前所读的，我们所领会的，就有一些的矛盾。
It seems like have a little conflict from what we were taught.
所以我们必须要领会那个这一个背景。
So we must understand its background.
我们知道亚伯拉罕的事情。
We understand the story of Abraham.
若是我们读创世纪十五章的话
，When we read Genesis chapter 15,
那里就给我看见亚伯拉罕因着信神，神就称他为义。
It showed that there Abraham believed God and he was reckoned as righteous.
那件事情的背景，那件事情是指的什么事情说的呢？
What was the background of that story?
那是说到当亚伯拉罕年老的时候。
It said when Abraham was advanced in age.
神要给他祝福。
And God was to bless him.
神要给他更多的产业。
He was to multiply him.
但是他在主大家神面前有一个祷告。
And he had a prayer before God.
但是我既然没有儿子，
he said, since I did not have a son,
你给我更多的产业，再多的产业有什么用处呢？
What use is it to give me more inheritance?
那么他已经够多了。
He already had enough.
是的，没办法说享受的。
He cannot enjoy all of it.
他享受不了这么多。
He cannot enjoy all of it.
那若是没有儿子的话，再多的产业也是没有用处的。
Without a son, it's useless to have more inheritance. This was a hope in him. And God answered his prayer. And brought him out of the house. And showed him the stars of heaven.
And
asked him to count the stars of heaven. It was countless. And God promised him, your descendants will be like the stars of heaven. It is really hard to understand. Very difficult to believe. Not to mention his heirs would be like the stars of heaven. Even as far as his body is concerned, he's old. He was about 86 years old. His wife's womb was closed.
所以按照他们本身的情况来说，绝对没有办法生出一个孩子来的。
As far as their natural condition is concerned, they cannot produce a son.
何况他的孩子还像天上众星那样众多，那更是不可能。Not to mention
his heirs would be like the stars of heaven. It's impossible.
但是亚伯拉罕相信神。
But Abraham believed God.
他相信神是能的。
He believed God was able.
神是无所不能的。
God is able.
神是无所不能的。
According to ourselves, it's impossible. According to circumstances, it's impossible. But our God is a God who calls not being as being.
他相信,
he believes God.
那神就称他为义。
And God reckons him as righteous.
他被称义乃是因着信心的缘故。
So his being reckoned as righteous is because of faith.
他不是因着他自己有什么好的行为,
not because of his good behavior.
也不是因着什么好的表现,
not because of his good deeds.
乃是因为他相信神,
but because he believes God.
神是无所不能的。
God is able.
神是无时无时无变有的神。
God calls not being as being.
他既然这样说了,
since he said it.
他既然这样允许,
he promised.
他自己会成就这件事情。
He will brought it to being.
那不是说亚伯拉罕从今之后就很刚强。
It's not that Abraham was strong.
我们知道他有还有好多的软弱。
He was weak.
还有好多次的失败。
He had many failures.
但是因着他信心，因着他相信神。
But because of his faith, he believed in God.
那神就称他为义。
God called him righteous.
那雅各所说的那个亚伯拉罕行为成义呢？
Then why James says Abraham was justified by works?
还是指着在创世纪的22章另外一件事情说的。
That points to another matter in Genesis chapter 22.
也是关系到儿子的事情。
Also concerning heirs.
我们知道亚伯拉罕应当相信神。
We know because Abraham believed God. After 14 years,
差不多他已经就99岁了。
He was about 99 years old.
那时候已经都是很老很老了。
He was very, very ancient.
莎拉已经到了90多岁，90岁了。
And Sarah was 90 years old.
结果他们生了一个儿子。
And they bore a son.
那么他们就给他起名叫以撒。
And they called him Isaac.
那实在太喜乐一件事。
And that is
这是我根本他们想都没有想到的一件，想都没有想到的。
This is beyond their imagination.
实在不可能的一件事情。
It's really impossible.
神却成就他们的身上。
But God fulfilled it.
所以他们给孩子起名叫以撒。
So they call him Isaac.
以撒就是欢喜。
Isaac means joy.
就是喜乐。
Joy.
不仅他们喜乐。
Not only they're joyful.
连听见这件事情都会让愚蠢的欢喜快乐。
Also those who heard it rejoice.
但是当这以撒慢慢长大起来。
When Isaac grew up.
差不多有10几岁了。
In his teens.
那有一次神就对亚伯拉罕说。
One time God told Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，你带着你的儿子。
Abraham, bring your son.
就是你所爱的儿子,
the one whom you love.
你独生的儿子,
the only son.
到摩利亚山去,
to the Mount Moriah.
把他献为祭,
and offer him up as a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情在亚伯拉罕是很困难一件事。
This was very difficult for Abraham.
因为这实在是他独生的儿子。
This was really his only begotten son.
不仅是独生的,
not only only son.
并且是他所爱的,
the one whom he loves.
是他所最宝贵的。
He treasures the most.
他所有盼望都在这儿子的身上。
All his hopes are on him.
现在神要求他要到山上去把他献为祭。
Now God asked him to offer him up on the mountain.
那么这是不可了解的一件事情。
This cannot be understood.
那若是我们的话呢？
If it's up to us.
那我们一定对神说，神啊，这件事情 真的是你的意思吗?
I will ask the Lord, Lord, this is really your will?
那既然你给我了,你为什么还要取去呢?
Since you gave it to me, why did you want to take it?
如果你把他取去的话, 那当初你何必给我呢?
Since you want to take him, why did you give it to me in the first place?
这是我独生的儿子,
this is my only son.
你取去,我再也没有孩子了。
If you take him, I will have no son.
那你必须这么成就?
How would your promise come about?
你说我的后裔要像天上星儿众多。
You said my heirs would be like the stars of heaven.
现在你要把他取去了。
Now you want to take him.
要把他献为祭。
And offer him as a sacrifice.
那你应许怎么能成就呢?
How would your promise
那为着你的应许,
come to be fulfilled? For your promise.
为着你的旨意,
for your will.
求你留下这个孩子。
Please,
this is my prayer.
Maybe
we will
shed some tears. Maybe the Lord will show pity.
Okay,
don't offer it. But Abraham did not do so.
亚伯拉罕你表现,
his behavior.
那实在是那里刚强,
was so strong.
他一句话都没有说,
he said no word.
也没有在辩论,
did not argue.
也没有和神大有争执,
did not argue with the Lord.
也没有和撒拉再商量,
and did not consider with Sarah.
如果撒拉一商量, 那就是走不了了。
If he had talked about it with Sarah, then
所以亚伯拉罕清早起来,
so early in the morning,
很早的时候带着他孩子,
early in the morning, brought the
还有几个仆人,
and some servant.
那么要到山上去把以撒献为祭,
go up to the mountains to offer Isaac.
以撒不知道这件事,
Isaac didn't even know.
当他们在路上走路的时候,
as they were walking,
那以撒身上就背着柴火,
Isaac bore some wood.
亚伯拉罕手里就拿着火,
and Abraham took the fire.
那以撒说, 这个父亲啊, 这个柴也有了, 火也有了, 那个羔羊的, 献祭的羔羊在什么地方?
Isaac asked his father, Father, there is wood and fire, then where is the sacrificial lamb?
这话很摸着亚伯拉罕的心,
and this word really touched Abraham.
亚伯拉罕怎么说?
What did Abraham answer?
他说, 神必预备,
he said, Son, the Lord will provide.
于是他们两个人一同行,
so they walked together
到了摩利亚山,
to Mount Moriah.
那就把仆人留在山底下,
they let the servants at the foot of the mountain.
他们就到了山上去,
they went up to the mountain.
亚伯拉罕就筑坛,
and Abraham built an altar.
然后把这个柴摆在坛上面,
and put the wood on the altar.
然后把以撒的捆绑起来,
and bound up Isaac.
因为那孩子已经十几岁了,
The son was in the team.
那若是不绑起来的话, 恐怕要跑掉。
If he didn't bind him, he would probably run away.
就把他绑起来,
he bound him.
然后放在祭坛上面,
put him on the altar.
然后就举刀要杀他,
wrote his knife to kill.
弟兄在亚伯拉罕坛这里面,
In the feeling of Abraham,
他的儿子已经死掉了,
his son was already there.
虽然就在那个时候,
at that moment,
他正要杀他儿子的时候,
when he was about to kill him,
神对他说话,
God spoke to him.
神而拦住了他,
God stopped him.
亚伯拉罕, 我知道了你的心,
Abraham, I know your heart.
你没有留下你的儿子, 舍不得给我,
you did not withhold your son.
所以论福我也是大福给你,
For blessing, I would give you great blessing.
论子孙, 我必叫你子孙的儿子不起来,
for heirs, I will multiply your heirs.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
your brothers and sisters,
那是以后的事情, 是不是?
And that those would come about.
但当时亚伯拉罕感觉里面,
but at the moment in Abraham's view,
他的儿子已经死掉,
his son was already there.
虽然还没有,
even though the hand did not come down.
感觉里面却是这样,
but in the feeling,
为什么亚伯罕做这件事情呢?
Why did Abraham do such a thing?
难道这件事情是件好的事情吗?
Was it a good thing?
好,从外面来看呢, 这不算太好,
hourly is not a good thing.
这把儿子杀死了, 那太残忍了,
to kill his son is too cruel.
这心也是太狠了, 是不是?
The heart is too cruel.
那这件事表现来说呢?
Hourly speaking,
这不算太好, 他是为什么称他为义?
Why did God reckon him as righteous?
是因着亚伯拉罕信心里面,
because of Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕所以在那把他儿子献为祭,
Abraham was able to offer Isaac,
是因为他相信神,
because he believed God.
希伯来书告诉我们说,
Hebrews tells us,
当他献祭的时候,
when he was offering,
他相信神, 要是那儿子从死里活过来,
he believed God would resurrect his son from death.
神不仅十无变有的神,
God is a God not only to call, not only to
be. 神也是叫死人复活的神。
He's also a God to resurrect from the dead.
神是谁?
God is God.
他既然这样说了,
he said it.
他就这样说了。
And he obeyed.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
your brothers,
这辅导亚伯拉罕信心,
this is Abraham's
faith. 乃是就是他行为把信心表明出来了。
It is fulfilled by his word.
怎么知道亚伯拉罕相信神?
How do we know Abraham believed God?
怎么知道亚伯拉罕相信神是叫死人复活的神?
How do we know Abraham believed God can call death right? Because he offered up Isaac.
所以从外面来看,
hourly,
亚伯拉罕是用行为的而成义,
Abraham was justified by his word.
但是这个行为, 乃从信心而产生出来。这个行为不过是信心的一个代表，就是了，是他信心的一个表现，就是。所以亚伯罕乃是信到想信神。
So Abraham believed God.
神称他为义。
And God justified.
弟兄姊妹，在拉合身上也是这样。
In Rahab also.
你知道拉合是个妓女。
You know Rahab is a harlot.
我们弟兄讲约书亚记第二章的时候。
When our brother was talking about Joshua chapter 2,
我想拉合是第二章嘛，可能就讲到拉合的故事。
Talks about the story of Rahab.
那就说到耶利哥城。
Mentioned city of Jericho.
约书亚打发两个探子。
Joshua sent two spies.
去探这个耶利哥城的时候。
Spy out the city of Jericho.
这探子就进到耶利哥城里边去。
They went into the city of Jericho.
就到拉合家里。
And went into the house of Rahab.
拉合是一个妓女。
Rahab is a harlot.
那么这里告诉了说拉合因着他的行为被称义。
Here it tells us Rahab was justified by her words.
若是我们读这句话的时候，我们实在觉得很困惑。
When we read the sentence, we are troubled.
拉合有什么好的行为呢？
What good deeds did she have?
这个不过是个妓女就是了。
She's but a harlot.
是被众人所轻看，所藐视的。
She was looked down by people.
也是神所不喜欢的。
Also displeased by God.
神最不喜欢的就是这样淫乱的事。
The most displeased by God is the fornication.
那还有什么好的行为？
What good deeds did she have?
他接了探子。
She received
the spies. 然后把探子当藏起来了。
And hid them.
耶利哥的王听见这个消息之后。
The king of Jericho heard it.
那么就打发人到他家里去查一查看。
Sent people to check it out.
他把探子藏起来呀。
And she hid them.
他说这两个探子啊来是来过，早就走掉了。
She said these two spies came, but they went away already.
这个不是真话，是不是？
这
好像是谎言，是不是？其实他藏起来了。他说他们早就走掉了。
那么
他所说的话是谎言。
What she said was a lie.
这有什么好的行为呢？
What good deeds?
何况那国王来查的时候，那么国王打发人来查的时候。
Also when the king sent people to check it out.
他基于爱国的心呢，也把两个探子交出来才可以。
Out of patriotism,
好像他的行为啊，不仅是谎言，
not only her behavior,
并且也实在对不起这个国家。
And she was, she owed something to her.
那么这个拉合有什么好的行为？
So what good deed did Rahab have?
但是这亚哥说他是因到行为被称义。
But James said that Rahab was justified by words.
也就是不是他外面那个道德的行为。
Francis is not the work of morality.
乃是他这个行为是从信心而产生出来。
But the work which is produced by faith.
拉合为什么把探子藏起来？
Why did Rahab hit the spies?
又打发他们平平安安的回去。
And send them out.
宁肯得罪他们的国家。
She rather offend the country.
宁肯这个冒着性命的危险。
She rather stick her neck out.
那若是给那个这个王查出来的话。
If this thing was known by the king,
不要说他的前途没有，连性命也完全失掉了。
Not only she would not have a future, she would lose her life.
弟兄们，为什么这样？
Francis, why?
那是说他相信神。
Because she believed God.
当这两个探子进到他家里面去，
when these two spies entered,
把这个神子告诉他，
and told her,
神是怎样的一位神？
What kind of God?
是又真又活的神。
He's a living God.
是全能的神。
He's a mighty God.
怎样把他们从埃及带出来？
Brought them out.
带他们怎样经过了红海？
Across the Red Sea.
那这个四十年只有行在旷野里面。
How they walked in the wilderness 40 years.
怎样在供应了他们？
How God supplied them.
并且打败了他们的仇敌。
And defeated their enemies.
他们临到这个地方了。
Brought them to at this point.
他听了这话。
And she heard.
他受了感动。
She was touched.
他相信神。
She believed God.
神是又真又活的神。
God is a living God.
神是全能的神。
He's a mighty God.
乃是上天下地的神。
He's the God of heaven and earth.
乃是独一真神。
He's the only God.
弟兄姊妹，他因着信心的缘故。
Because of her faith.
宁肯在得罪的国家。
She would rather offend the country.
宁肯冒着性命的危险。
She would stick her neck out.
这是他信心的表现。
Because of faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
拉合被称义。
Rahab was justified.
乃是因着他的行为。
By her word.
而这个行为是从信心而产生出来的。
This work was produced out of faith.
他的行为乃是表明他是真实相信神的。
Her work proves that she believes God.
弟兄姊妹，若不是他真实相信的话，
他
怎肯冒出这么大的代价？
How can she pay such a price?
历史在多少神的儿女们？
so many children of God.
他们应当相信神的缘故。
Because they believe God.
不要说把他们牵住但放弃了。
Not only gave up their future.
有许多人把这性命都置之度外。
Many even gave up their life.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他们的行为乃是表明他们的心智。
Their works prove their faith.
他们乃是因着信心而成。
Because of their faith.
亚伯拉罕是这样。
Abraham was like that.
拉合是这样。
Rahab was also like that.
他们的行为不过是信心的一种的具体的一种的表现。
Their work is only a manifestation of their faith.
圣经告诉了说。
The Bible tells us.
信心若是没有行为就是死的。
Faith without works is dead.
那若是我们说有信心。
If we say we have faith,
但是我们没有行为。
But without words,
这个信心是死的信心。
This faith is a dead faith.
这个信心不是真实的信心。
This faith is not a real faith.
一个真实的信心。
A real faith.
一个活的信心。
A living faith.
乃是有行为有行为的表现。
It has works to manifest.
若是没有行为的话。
Without works.
那个信心乃是一个死的信心。
That faith is a dead faith.
那是一个虚假的信心。
It's a vain faith.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那我们的信心必须是个真实的信心。
Our faith must be a real faith.
活的信心。
A living faith.
若是这样的话。
If so.
那个信心自然而然会产生出一种的行为来。
That faith will automatically produce some works.
比方说用一个不大恰当的例子来说吧。
For example,
假如我们大家都坐在这地方，
we're all sitting here.
有人从下面跑上来了。
Somebody ran up
here. 哦，这个大楼啊着火了。
This building's on fire.
那么若是你相信不相信他的话？
We believe him.
若是你相信他的话的话，
If you believe him,
那你就不会安静坐这里了。
You will not sit quietly.
那不管我讲到什么地方，
Whatever I talk,
你要站起来跑掉
了。You will stand up and run away.
因为不得了，这个性命的危险，是不是？
恐吓
大家，都跑出去了。
I'm afraid everyone will run out.
若是你还是安静坐在这里，
If you still sit here quietly,
一点反应都没有，
Without reaction,
一点表现都没有，
No reaction,
那只有两个原因。
Only
一个原因呢，
One,
是你根本不相信他的话。
You don't believe
it. 他的话是假的，骗人的。
His word is
根本不相信。
You don't believe it.
还有一个呢，
The other.
我们都麻木了。
We're numb.
他们都失去了感觉了。
Without me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是我们是个活的人，
living,
我们相信他的话，
believe his word.
一定是会有反应。
We will have a reaction.
那我们的心情也是那样。
Our faith is
我们真是相信我们的神，
If we really believe our God,
自然而然我们的行为上有一种行为的有一种表现。
Then automatically we would have a word.
行为那是把我们信心的表现出来的。
Our word manifests our faith.
另外一方面，
On the other hand,
那没有信心的行为，那个行为也是死的。
The work without faith is also dead.
没有行为的信心，那信心是死的。
Work without faith without works, faith is dead.
没有这个信心的行为，那个行为也是死的。
Works without faith, that works is also there.
所以他行为和信心是并行的。
The work and faith complement each other.
什么叫做没有信心的行为吗？
What does it mean, works without faith?
那么当我们还没有得救的时候，
Before we are saved,
我们有好多的有好的好行为。
We have many good deeds.
有好多表现。
Many manifestations.
那些行为在神的眼嘛都是死。
Those deeds are dead.
不管是我们能不能表现出来，
regardless whether we can carry it out,
当然有许多是我们表现不出来的。
Many times we cannot carry it out.
我们盼望没有贪心。
We hope we will not covet.
贪心啊，在里头就发动起来。
Covetousness comes out of.
我们盼望不要发脾气。
We hope we will not.
但是呢，我们常常在发脾气。
We often times lose
temper. 发了脾气之后又后悔。
After we lose temper,
后悔之后又在那发脾气。
After regret, we lose
temper again. 是我们看见我们是这样一个软弱的人。
We see we're weak.
我们没有办法有好的行为。
We are not capable of good
deeds. 一种好的表现。
A good manifestation.
是不是像罗马书第七章告诉我们的？
Just like Romans 7 tells us.
立志为善由着我们。
To do good deeds is up to us.
但是行出来也由不得我们。
The will is up to us, but to do is not up to us.
这个罪在里头是个权势。
Sin is a power within us.
我们没有办法再胜过它。
We cannot overcome it.
纵然有的人意志比较强一点。
Some have a strong willpower.
他们也能做一点好的事情。
And they can do some good deeds.
他们也能管制自己的脾气。
They can control their temper.
但是亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
从人来看，这个人是一个好人。
Humanly speaking, this is a good man.
这个是很柔和的一个人。
He's a meek person.
是得了人家称赞的。
He gets praise from men.
但是在神的面前。
But before God,
他的行为乃是死的行为。
His works are dead.
因为不是从信心而产生的。
Because they're not produced out of faith.
你知道我们这个人，
you know what?
还没有得救的时候，
before we're saved,
我们外面虽然是活的，
outwardly we were living.
但是我们里的灵呢，却是死的。
But inwardly our spirit,
我们虽然有灵在里面，
we have spirit within.
那个灵啊，实质要功用。
But that spirit is out of function.
不能够和神有交通。
Cannot communicate with God.
对神也没有感觉。
And no feeling for God.
也不能接触。到神，所以我们灵啊是实体功用的。这个灵乃是个死的灵，
说
从这个人里头而产生出一切的行为，
so whatever is produced out of this man,
都是死的行为。
Is a dead deed.
弟兄姊妹，不要说我们不好的行为在神面前算不得什么。
Not to mention our deeds are nothing before God.
就是我们好的行为，
even though our good deeds,
在神面前也是一个死的行为。
Before God, they are dead.
这个行为。你知道是神所最不喜欢的。
These are not
你知道这两件事神不咋喜欢，是不是？
God is not
一个是罪的问题，是不是？
One is sin.
还一件事比罪还要严重。
Another thing is worse than sin.
就是死亡。
Death.
神最不喜欢死亡。
God is not
因为神是生命的神。
Because God is living.
他不喜欢死亡。
He hates death.
所以那个死的行为不死的时候是神所不喜欢的。
So the dead works is not
弟兄姊妹，就是我们好的行为。
Even our good deeds.
在神面前来看。
In the eyes of God,
也像破烂的衣服一样的，
like、
是没有办法遮蔽我们自己，
cover
没有办法使我们在神面前得了神的称许的。若是你读到你读过这个这个比鲁斯姆传记的话，
If you read the biography of Sister Jessie Penny,
她是出于一个很好的家庭，
She was brought out of a good family.
她从小的时候。
Since her youth,
那么他的家就带领他信主，
her family brought her to a believing God.
都是很敬虔的基督徒。
The family is a pious people.
那是一个非常敬虔的家庭。
The pious family.
他是在这样环境当中长大的。
She grew up out of such an environment.
行为来说是还不错的。
Outwardly she should.
然后以后他在他服侍中。
And later on,
也是非常的殷勤。
With diligence.
也非常的忠诚。
With faith.
非常的热心。他把自己一切差不多摆上去，在那儿为着主而活的，在那儿热心的侍奉主。弟兄们，让我从外面来看，那么他的行为是还不错的，是不是？但是有一次，在他主给他看见，那就他在主面前求主赐给他能力。
She asked the Lord for power.
花了好长的时间。
For a long time.
有一次早晨醒过来的时候。
Once early in the morning, she woke up.
忽然看见好像有个大手一样。
She suddenly saw like a big hand.
手里抓着许多的破布。破的布，破烂的布。
In the hand holding a lot of rags.
那么主就给他看见了。
And the Lord showed her.
这就是你的行为。
This is your deed.
这就是你的工作。
This is your work.
这就是你的事。
This is your service.
他说：“主啊，我的事我都是为了你的。
She said, Lord, all my service is for you.
我是忠心的侍奉你的。
I'm serving you faithfully.
我生不是为了你而活的。
I'm living for you.
这就是你的结果。
The Lord showed her, this is your result.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
就是我们所认为最好的。
What we consider as best.
在神面前像破烂的衣服一样。
Before God, they are but filthy rags.
都像那个碎布一样。
Just like a filthy rag.
是没有用处的。
Worthless.
亲爱的兄弟们。
Brothers and
sisters, 何况我们那许多败坏的行为。
所
以我们没有一个人是靠着行为称义的。
So none of us can be justified.
我们今天能够得到神的喜欢。
Today we can please God.
我们的生活能够得到神蒙到神的悦纳。
Our living is pleasing to God.
完全是在于我们相信。
It's all because of our faith.
我相信主耶稣基督。
We believe in the Lord Jesus.
依靠主耶稣基督。
We depend on the
Lord Jesus. 而让主从我们里头再活出来。
Allow him to live out.
你知道什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
信心呢，就是接受。
Faith is to believe.
上次我曾提过。
Last time I mentioned.
在约翰福音第一章十二节。
John chapter one verse twelve.
他说：“凡接受他的，就是信他名的人。”
Whoever believes him are those who accept.
我们相信主耶稣，就是接受主耶稣。
To believe is to accept.
若是我们把借着信心把主耶稣接受到我们里面来了。
By faith we accept the Lord.
我们得到了主耶稣。
We gain
那位主耶稣不仅在外面，
the Lord is not in ours.
那位主耶稣也在我们里面。
He's also in us.
那位创造宇宙万有的主，
the God of creation.
那一位大能的神，
the Almighty God.
他不是在天上，
He's not only in heaven.
不是在宝座上面，
on the throne.
因为我们详细的缘故，
because of our faith.
我们接受到主耶稣， 他就进入我们里面，
he enters into
他就住在我们里面。
He dwells in us.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面的主耶稣那是活的。
他是
活着，他是活着的。
He's living.
他是大能的。
He's all powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Everyone,
主耶稣在我们里面是光。
God in us is light.
若是我们有光在我们里面，
If we have light within,
这光没有办法不照出来的。
This light will shine out.
除非你把遮蔽起来。
Unless you cover it.
或者是你把它那个这个放在床底下面。
Put it under the bed.
或者是你把它这个放在印子里面。
Or put him under a cellar.
或者你把它用斗啊帐盖起来。
Or cover him with a
cover. 那个光就没法照出来了。
The light will not shine out.
如此你把所有遮蔽都去掉。
You remove all hindrances.
那光自然就照出来的。
The light will naturally shine out.
主耶稣在我里面就是光。
The Lord Jesus in us is
light. 若是我们不遮蔽他的话，那光就从我们上照出来。
The light will shine forth.
叫一家都看见我们的好行为。
So everyone will see our good deeds.
四位的人都看见我们的行为。
All the people will see our good
deeds. 不是我们自己活出来。乃是光从里边照出来的。主耶稣是生命，活的生命。这个活，这个生命社会里面长大的。除非你在拦住他，或者摧残他。那若是你给他机会的话，那生命自然而然从这长出来的。现在春天都是撒种的时候了。
Springtime is time to catch.
那我们种东西的时候，是不是？你若是把种子种在土里面的话呢？
When you cast seeds in the ground,
那不需要你在担心的。
You don't need to worry.
这个种子自然而然会长起来。
The seed will grow.
慢慢就在发芽。
Gradually,
慢慢就在长叶子了。
And,
慢慢就长大起来了。
Grow up.
因为它是生命。
Because it's life.
自然而然会活出来的。
Naturally, it will live.
主耶稣在我里面是生命。
The Lord Jesus is life.
那个生命自然而然彰显出来。
That life will automatically manifest itself.
它是这样的圣洁。所显出的生活也自然要圣洁，他是这样的慈爱，所显出的生活也照样是那样的慈爱。所以我们说马太福音五六七章啊，主不是让我们去做出来的，乃是要接受主耶稣基督，让主耶稣从里头活出来。若说我们活在主耶稣基督里面，让主耶稣从里面活出来的时候，我们就能像我们天父那样的完全。
We will be like our heavenly Father, that's perfect.
不仅像他，
not only to be like him.
实在说的就是他。
It is him.
乃是那个天父从里头活出来的。
It is the Heavenly Father living out.
乃是主从我里活出来的。
The Lord living out.
主耶稣是我们活水的泉源。
The Lord Jesus is the source of our living fountain.
弟兄姊妹，这个泉源今天在我们里面。
This fountain is inside
us. 没有把它堵塞起来的话，
If it's not plugged up,
那个泉源自然而然会从里涌流出来的。
The fountain will automatically spring forth.
不仅是解除了我们自己的坎坷，
Not only solve our own thirst.
也能叫别人得到滋润。
Also.
也能供应别人需要，也能解除别人的干渴。亲爱的兄弟们，我们相信主耶稣基督，那主就我们就得到了主耶稣，就接受了主耶稣。那主耶稣在我们里面自然而然从着活出来，这就是我们的生活，这就是一个基督徒的一个行为。这不是我们在做出来的，那是主从里面我们里面活出来的。我真是巴不得我们弟兄姊妹从一开头的时候我就看见这件事情。
From the beginning, we
我们就是凭着自己去做的话，
by ourselves,
总有一天我们会失望的。
We will lose,
总有一天我们发现我们失败。
We will discover
我们无能为力。
We can do that.
感谢赞美主，他既然把他自己给了我们，那么作为大能的主，
他
丰富的主，这位那美丽的主，他在我们里面，我们让他活出来，我们给他机会，让他从这彰显出来，自然而然就显出来了。那我们怎样让他活出来呢？从这边相信他。所以保罗告诉我们说，如今我在肉身活着。
Now I live in the flesh.
乃是信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith of
God. 不是靠着我自己的力量。
Not by my own words.
乃是相信神的儿子。
But by believing.
依靠神的儿子。仰望神的儿子。弟兄姊妹，我们这样依靠他。我们这样的信靠他。
We believe.
我们这样活在里面。
We live.
我们这样和他接触起来。
和
他连接起来，他自然而然从里面就彰显出来
了，
从我们就活出来
了，
这就是这个雅各书所讲的行为。
This is the words mentioned here in James.
不是我们自己做出来的，
not something done by us.
乃是那个我们的信心而产生出来的
结果。But it's produced out of our faith.
那么，当我们这样接受主耶稣之后，
when we accept the Lord Jesus this way,
我们就有一种信心的行为。
We have a works by faith.
那么这个行为是怎样的行为呢？
What kind of works is this?
这样生活是怎样的生活呢？
What kind of living is this?
这雅各书就告诉我们这件事。
James tells us this.
头一件事情，
First thing,
就是忍受试探的人是有福的。
Those who persevere in temptation is blessed.
这是在第一章告诉我们的。
This is mentioned in chapter 1.
忍受试探的人是有福的。
Those who are tempted,
因为经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕。
Because once being tempted, he will receive the crown of life.
一个相信主耶稣的人。
A person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他的生活，他的表现。
His life is living.
就是忍受试探。
Is perseveres under trial.
我们知道试探是难免的。
We know trials is unavoidable.
虽然我们的主耶稣告诉我们说，
Our Lord Jesus tells us,
我们要祷告，
We need to pray,
叫我们不要遇见试探，
and to avoid temptation,
那就我们脱离凶恶，
to save us out of the trouble,
那个凶恶就指那恶者，
that trouble is pointing to the evil one.
我们要为这事祷告，
We need to pray for this.
当然我们要为了日用的饮食祷告，
Also pray for our daily bread.
我们还要为了主的保护祷告，
pray for the keeping power.
那叫我们不要遇见试探。
That we would not fall into temptation.
我们脱离那恶者。
And save us out of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这祷告。
We need this prayer.
我们真是需要天天都要这样祷告。
We need to pray this way every day.
求主叫不要遇见试探。
That the Lord would deliver us from temptation.
你知道那个仇敌，那一个恶者，那一个恶者。
We know the evil one.
就知道撒旦说的。
That is Satan.
他千方百计来毁害我们。
He will destroy us by all kinds of ways.
用尽各种方法。用各种方法。
Using all kinds of ways.
来试探我们。亲爱的兄弟们，我们若是不祷告的话，
if we do not pray,
那我们真是招架不住啊。
We cannot,
一会儿这件事情来了，
when things happen,
然后那件事情来了，
then another thing happens.
哎呀，那我们就是需要祷告。
We do need to pray.
若不然的话，
otherwise,
那我们整个的时间呢，整个的心力都应付这些试探。
Then we would spend all our time, all our effort to resist.
有一段时间，那弟兄姊妹中间常常发生难处。
There's a period of time there was a lot of problems.
你哪一段时间可能你们都记不住了。
Probably do not remember.
一会儿这个人生病了。
Sometimes
一会儿那个人失业了。
Sometimes the other one is out of
job. 一会儿这件事又产生出来了。
Sometimes this happens.
一会儿那个难处在发生了。
Another problem happens.
当然有这些事情的时候啊。
When all these happen,
那我们就赶快祷告。
We pray.
若是失业的时候，若看有弟兄这边失业
，When someone is out of the job,
求主快给我们弟兄这边预备个职业。
We pray the Lord will provide a job.
如果弟兄这边生病了，我们求主快快医治我们弟兄这边。
We pray the Lord will heal.
但是这件事情太多了。
But there are too many things.
那这个刚刚好，那个人又病了。
And this one is healed. The other one is sick.
这个问题刚刚解决，另外一个问题又来了。
And this problem solved, another problem comes.
慢慢我们就发现。
Then gradually we discover.
这个是撒旦的工作。
This is the scheme of the devil.
这个不光是外面环境的问题，
not only the circumstances,
这乃是仇敌的工作。仇敌借着这许多的试探
the enemy by all
来磨练我们，
to try
来消耗我们，要把我们所有的注意力都集中在那个消极事情上面。
To turn our attention to all the negative.
在积极方面，我们就没有时间去注意了。
Then positively, we would spend
time. 所以我们必须要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求主不叫我们遇见试探。
Ask the Lord to
deliver us from temptation. 因为我们不仅是需要别人替我们祷告。
Not only we need others.
我们也需要天，也需要为我们祷告。
We pray for ourselves.
求主不叫我们遇见试探。
That the Lord would deliver us.
救我们脱离那个恶者。
Save us from the evil one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要祷告。
We need to pray.
但是你要知道，
But we need to know.
许多时候，
Many times.
借我们的祷告，
By our prayer.
撒旦就没有办法来试探我们。
Satan cannot tempt us.
有的时候，
Sometimes.
神主我们的主，许可出在试探。
The Lord allows the enemy to tempt.
我们求主不叫我们遇见试探。
We ask the Lord to deliver us from temptation.
那是不是主所许可的？
That is not allowed by God.
那是对我们没有益处的。
That is not profitable to us.
求主不叫我们遇见。
We ask the Lord not to allow us to come upon it. But sometimes,
许可
the Lord allows
我们遇见试探。
Allows us to come upon temptation.
也许许可，后就来试探我们。
Allows the enemy to tempt us.
弟兄姊妹，主所许可的。
That is for our benefit.
那正好像这个比方说我们读过约伯的故事。
We read the book of Job.
你看约伯遇见何等大的试探。
What great temptation Job was under.
他本来是一个行为正直的。
He was righteous.
是个敬畏神的人。
A pious person.
也是远离恶事的人。
Was far from evil.
是个按着若是基督徒的话呢是个很好的基督徒。
As a Christian concerned, he's a good Christian.
那么你知道
But you know.
那撒旦就常常在注意他。
And Satan paid attention to him.
有一次这个神的众子在天上在开会的时候。
One time the sons of God were in a meeting.
那些天使都围绕在神的面前。
All the angels around God.
那撒旦也跑来了。
And Satan also came.
我们神实在很大方的。
Our God is great.
撒旦也来了。
He allows Satan.
神就问他说。
And God asked him,
你从什么地方来呢？
Where come from?
他说我从地上走来走去，往返而
来。I came from going to and fro from the earth.
他说你有没有看见我的仆人约伯？
God said, Did you see my servant Job?
当然了。
Surely.
我天天在看他的。
Of course, I look at him every day.
他实在是为什么天天看他呢？
Why did he look at him every day?
他恨约伯恨得不得了。
He hates Job to the uttermost.
真是巴不得当然毁坏他。
He would kill him.
但是他不敢。
But he dare not,
因为主没有许可
because the Lord did not allow.
也不晓得约伯有没有祷告主啊不叫我遇见试探无论如何主没有许可
but anyway the Lord did not allow.
虽然不喜欢他
even though,
但是不能做什么
even though Satan did not like him but he cannot do anything
到了那一天时候
until that day
主许可
the Lord allowed.
好他在你手里面
now he's in your hand.
但是不可以毁坏他
But do not rob him of his life.
许可是许可，划掉界限。
Even though he allowed it,
不可以超过这界限的。
Do not cross his line.
那撒旦得到主的许可之后啊
，Satan
真是高兴的不得了，是不是？你看见说他做事不像我们这慢慢的来做。
He's not like us.
他不会等到明天的。不会等到明天的。
He will not wait till
当天呢，他就把约伯所有一些产业统统都给他毁坏掉了。
The same day he destroyed all the Jacob's.
不是牛羊骆驼仆人一切，连那儿女童童一切一切，全给他毁坏掉。
All the cattle, sheep and oxen and camels, all his possessions.
那恶者是那么残忍啊！
The evil one is so cruel.
所以我们需要祷告求主不叫我遇见试探。
So we do need to pray that the Lord will deliver us from temptation.
不让他临到我们身上。
If he allows, if he will, not fall on us.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Your brothers,
为什么主许可？
Why did the Lord allow?
这样的试探临到约伯的身上。
This kind of temptation to fall on Job.
当你读把约伯的读到末了时候，
When you read to the end of Job,
你要知道，
you discover. The Lord has this good pleasure.
许可这试探，
He allows the temptation.
临到他的仆人身上，
to fall on his servant.
乃是为到乃是要借到这些试探，
is by these temptations.
来炼净他的仆人，
to try his servant.
好让他成为精进的，
so he would come forth as gold.
来塑造他的仆人。
To mold his servant.
好让他仆人能够像有他的形象。
So he would have it be conformed to his image.
能够成为他的样式。
To be conformed to his image.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Yes, brothers.
我们的主爱我们。
Our Lord Jesus loves us.
若是不为着我们益处的话。
It's not for our benefit.
主不会许可一切难处临到我们的身上。
He will not permit any problem to come upon us.
所有主临到我们身上的事。
All the things that come upon us.
都是他所许可。
Are permitted by the Lord.
虽然是撒旦的试探。
Even though Satan's temptation, they are permitted by God.
主这样带领我们。
The Lord lead us in such a way.
为了使我们得益处。
Is to benefit us.
你知道约伯整个一套的故事。
You know the whole story of Job.
我希望弟兄姊妹能够把约伯就好好读过。
I hope all of us can read Job.
太多时候了，你实在是看见，哎呀，约伯说遭遇这样的悲惨。
Many times you see the trouble.
你真是非常的同情他。
You sympathize.
虽然这样。
Even so,
但是约伯他是一个敬畏神的人。
Job is still a pious
man. 不用他的口在那里埋怨神。
He would not complain to God.
他也不但气绝神。
He would not.
他仍然那相信。
He still believes in God.
那么等到他几个朋友来的时候。
Until his friends came.
本来这个朋友应是来安慰他的。
Originally these friends were
come. 不但是没有安慰他呀。
Comfort him.
反而呢，叫他受了很多的痛苦。
But not only did they not comfort him,
这几个朋友轮流的来定罪他。
They came to
你一定是有罪的。
You must sin.
你若是没有罪的话，神为什么这样对待你？
Without sin,
为什么这样用这苦难临到你身上？
Why did the Lord allow such difficulties to fall on you?
一定是你有罪，神在惩罚你。 我们的神是公义的神。
Our God is righteous.
他不会在那里啊，叫苦难临到那些没有罪的人。
He will not cause problem to fall before some sinless people.
急的又气又急呀、啊！哎呀，一直要为了自己在辩论。
Job was very angry.
我什么地方有罪
？To argue.
你把我的罪在指出来。
Wherefore have I sinned?
结果女朋友变到一个地步啊。
And they argued to the extent.
他说我真是巴不得能够找到神呐、啊。
He said, "I'd rather to see God."
他为什么这样对待我？
Why did he treat me such a way?
我什么地方错了？我在什么地方犯了罪？
Where did I sin?
我要跟神在理论理论。
I would.
你看，约伯不仅是跟人在辩论，
he was not only arguing with
God. 他要跟神在去辩论了。
He would argue with God.
这个约伯实在是自己觉得自己很了不起，是不是？
Job felt he was a great man.
到末了的时候，
Francis at the end.
在旋风当中向约伯显现。
God appeared to Job in a whirlwind.
当神像显现的时候
，When God appeared，
他亲眼的看见了神
，He saw with his own eyes，
所有的光景都被显露出来了
，All the conditions were exposed，
他对自己有了真实的认识
，He had a true estimation of himself，
这样一个自义的人
，He saw he's such a self-righteous person，
他是这样一个骄傲的人
，Such a proud person，
他不在人的面前不服输。
Not only before men, he
在神的面前，他要跟神在去理论。
Even before God,
好像很多人说神做错了。
Seem like God has done,
神不能这样对待他。
Mistreated him.
亲爱的兄弟们
，Brothers and sisters,
神把他所有的光景都在显明出来。
God exposed all his conditions.
说约伯怎么说呢
？What did Job answer?
我从前风闻有你。
I heard you formerly.
我现在亲眼看见。
Now I see you with my own eyes.
因此我在尘土和炉灰中懊悔自己啊。
Therefore, I repent in dust and ashes.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫尘土和炉灰
？What does it mean, dust and ashes?
尘土和炉灰就算不得什么。
Dust and ashes mean nothing.
这些算不得什么。
These mean
我现在在看我自己。
I look upon myself.
我不过像尘土和炉灰一样。
I'm but dust and ashes.
我根本毫无价值。
I'm worthless.
我是算不得什么。我是应该被弃绝的一个人。
I'm one is to be. I'm really to be.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有看见主的时候。
Before we saw,
我们还以为自己很不错。
We thought that something.
我们总是看见别人不好。
We consider ourselves.
我们觉得我们自己很好。
We consider ourselves.
等到有一天我们真是遇见了主。
One day when we really
meet God. 他的光在那照亮我们的时候。
When his light enlightens us.
我们在看见我们的本相。
We see our true condition.
认识我们自己是毫无价值。
We see we're worthless.
我们不过像炉灰和像尘土一样。
We're but dust and ashes.
是这样的微小。
Such a minor thing.
我们实在算不得什么。
We're worthless.
亲爱的兄姊妹，只有当我们自己把我们自己摆在一边，
Until we put ourselves aside,
就当自己对自己有真实认识的时候，
And a true estimation of ourselves,
我们匍匐在神的面前，
And prostrate before God,
承认我们自己没有，
Confessing we're nothing,
承认我们算不得什么，
Confessing we're nothing,
承认我们没有什么价值，
We have no value.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个时候，
Only then,
神荣耀才能彰显，
In God's glory be manifested.
神的生命才有从我们里头那儿彰显，
In God's life be manifested.
如果不然的话，
Otherwise,
我们的记忆啊，就是神的这个遮蔽。
Ourself with frustrated.
弟兄姊妹，这么多的苦难
，all these problems，
如果是让约伯认识他自己，就是
just to cause Job to realize himself.
当他对自有真实认识的时候
，to have a true knowledge of God.
看见整个约伯的改变了。
We see Job change.
和之前不一样了。
He's different.
头一件事情
，first thing，
他神又祝福，神祝福他
，God bless him，
使他得到双倍的产业
，that he will receive a double inheritance，
他现在得到双倍的产业
，now he receives a double portion，
比从前还要多的产业
，more than before，
弟兄姊妹不仅丰富
，not only rich，
什么叫双倍的产业呢
？What does mean double portion？
双倍的产业乃是指的那个长子应该得到分的
，double portion is due for the elder son。
以色列人当中，他们长子是得到双倍的产业的。
Among the Israelites, the elder son received double portion.
这里说到约伯得到双倍的产业。
Here mentioned Job received a double portion.
那说到他的生命已经长大成人。
That means his life is mature.
已经有长子的形象。
He has received the sonship.
弟兄姊妹，什么是神的长子
？What is the son？
乃是我们主耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus.
他是神的长子。
He is the elder son.
我们是神的种子。
We are his
我们虽然是神所生的
Even though we're born of God,
我们是他的儿女
we're his children,
但是我们需要长大成人
we need to grow up and mature.
主要在我们里头在做工
The Lord will work in us,
要在塑造我们
and mold us,
要使我们有长子的形象
we would have the image of the Lord,
到了有一天时候
until one day,
主要把我们制作到一个地步
The Lord will produce us, 让
我们个个都像他儿子一样
we would be like him,
像他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一样
we would be like
到那一天我们聚在一起啊，弟兄们，不再是种子的聚会，那是长子的聚会，个个都像他长子一样，是那么完全。
So、perfect,
是那么美丽、
so、beautiful,
是那么荣耀、
so、glorious,
是那么圣洁、
so、holy,
个个都像主耶稣、
like、
弟兄姊妹这是主在我们身上的心意、
so、
他不是他拯救了我们
us,
那就是将来到天堂就是可以的、啊、
heaven,
弟兄姊妹若是我们想的话
if we consider it,
若是主这现在就把我们做的带到天堂里头去、啊、
the Lord snatches away to the heaven,
那可是不得了了
such a great thing.
天堂里要大乱了、
The heavens would be in chaos.
天天争争吵吵啊，是不是？
Every day there will be arguing.
亲爱的兄弟们，主不仅拯救了我们，
The Lord not only saved us,
要我们长大成
人， He wants to grow up and mature.
使我们成为长子，
To become sons.
使我们个个都有王子的形象，
Everyone would have the image of the Son of God.
显出那个主的荣耀来。
To manifest His glory.
约伯那是经过了试炼，
Job undergo trials.
他把自己摆在一边，
He put himself aside.
然后这位主的生命从他里头。就长大
and the life of God grew up in him,
就彰显出来
and it manifested out,
有了长子的形象
and he received the image of the firstborn,
在他身上成形成就了
God's will is accomplished in him, secondly,
他叫那个他的神叫那个他的朋友们让约伯给他们献祭
God calls his friends to offer up.
你们要带七个牛、七个公牛、七个公羊。
You need to bring seven cattle.
你要交给约伯，约伯要为你们献祭。
And bring them to Job.
约伯要为你们祷告。
因
为你们说你们对我的一，你们所讲的，你们讲的不对。
Because whatever thing you said it wrong.
因为必须要约伯给你们献祭。
You need Job to offer up sacrifice.
使你们得了悦纳。
So that you.
弟兄姊妹，什么是献祭呢
？What is to offer up sacrifice?
献祭就是释放。
Offer sacrifice.
什么是祷告呢？
What is prayer?
祷告就是我们的侍奉。
Prayer is our service.
你看见现在约伯成了一个精准的祭司。
So now you see Job has become a royal priest.
有了属灵的服侍。
Having a
他为了朋友，他的朋友献祭。
He offer up sacrifice.
为了朋友在祷告。
He prayed for
friends. 除去了神的咒诅。
Removing the
condemnation of God. 把神的祝福带带下来。
Brought down God's blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这不是祭司的职分吗？
Is it not the service of a priest?
约伯现在不仅长大成人了。
Now we see Job is not only grown up, but
now 祭司的职分。
He received
能够在服侍神的儿女，
he can say,
能够在供应神的儿女，
supply God,
能够在帮助神的儿女，
help God's people.
第三，
thirdly,
约伯又生了几个儿子。
Job produced many, several sons and daughters.
啊，生了七个儿子。
He begot seven sons.
三个女儿
，three daughters，
这个儿子和女儿都有属灵意思的，是不是
？Sons and daughters have spiritual meaning。
儿子呢代表刚强。
The son represents strength，
有力量。
Strong。
所以你看见约伯现在的表现和从前不一样。
So now Job's our appearance is different。
刚强。
Now he's strong。
满有属灵能力。
Full of spiritual power。
仇敌都惧怕。
The enemy is afraid of him。
什么叫女儿呢
？What means what does mean daughter？
知道她的美德。
Daughter means his attribute.
他的配品德。
His attribute.
他不仅是有儿子，也有女儿。
Not only did he have son, he had daughters.
光是有品德。
Just with attributes.
因为没有能力也不够的。
Without power, it's not enough.
就是光是有能力。
Just with power.
没有品德也不像样。
Without attributes,
是不是？所以要需要有儿子，也需要有女儿。
We need sons and daughters.
一方面有属灵能力。
On the one hand, we need strength and power.
还有好的品德。
Also need good behavior.
那么这几个女儿了。
These daughters.
那么都有属灵的意思的。
They have spiritual meaning.
一方面说她们是最美丽的。
On the one hand, they are the most beautiful.
大女儿。
The elder daughter.
那个名字叫做。什么基米亚是基米马耶米马，那意思就是说是非常的美丽。
The name of the first daughter means beautiful.
那并且像白昼一样。
Like the bright day.
那说的美丽不仅是一个美丽。
Not only the beauty.
并且是那活泼的。
Also a living.
是那新鲜的。
Fresh.
我们弟兄告有弟兄告诉我们说，他说你知道美丽有的是死的，有的是活的。
Some brother tells us, beauty has, some beauty is dead, some beauty is living.
很多时候我们在打扮来打扮去，这个美是美，但是不活。
Many times we decorate ourselves.
那我们没有什么 make up 的话呢，那蛮待会蛮活的。
Without makeup, we're living.
这是一个活的，它这个美丽是活的。
Her beauty is living.
是新鲜的。
Is fresh.
活泼的。
Living.
你另外一方面，你第二个女儿。
The second daughter.
第二，你叫什么名字啊
？What's the name of second daughter?
基西亚是不是？基西亚就是新疆，就是肉桂的意思。
It means cinnamon.
那么新疆的意思。
Cinnamon,
是，你看见他不仅把基督美丽的彰显出来了。
Not only represent God's beauty.
把基督馨香也彰显出来。
Also manifest God's fragrance.
所以你闻闻约伯的话，约伯身上很香很香。
You smell Job.
而这个不是香水的香。
Not a perfume.
这个乃是基督的馨香。
It is a fragrance of
Christ. 这个馨香是能够吸引人的。
This fragrance will draw people.
因为这个馨香是有能力的。
This fragrance has power.
正像哥林多后书第三章所告诉我们的。
That's like 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我说错了，第二章告诉我们的。
Chapter 2.
它这个香气啊。
This fragrance.
在有人身上就叫活起来了。
It's living in some people.
在有人身上就叫做死。
In some others will fall dead.
你看见谁那么当得起呢？
Who can,
这是基督得胜得胜的馨香。
This is the fragrance of God's resurrection.
没有人能当得起的。
No one can resist it.
第三个女儿。
Third daughter.
叫什么名字啊
？What's her name?
基连哈。基连哈普，那基连哈普的意思就是那一个角
The name of the third daughter is horn.
那么角就代表能力。
Horn means strength.
那么树林能力。
Strength.
所以看见约伯身上，那不仅是他长大成人。
So we see in Job not only he's grown up and matured.
那个像神的儿子一样，并且他有树林的侍奉。
Also has a spiritual
能够把祝福带给神的儿女，
那不但这样，因
为在他的身上
，also in him，
那么也有许多那个属灵的表现
，has many spiritual manifestations，
不仅显得是那刚强
，not only in strength，
也那美丽
，also in beauty，
那的馨香
，in fragrance，
不但这样
，not only so，
他也得胜的
，he's an overcomer，
那么一直站在得胜的地位上
，he's standing on the position of an overcomer。Your brothers and sisters,
许多时候
many times,
试探对我们是有益处的
temptations are beneficial to us.
主许可的话
if the Lord allows it,
对我们有益处
they're beneficial to us.
就告诉我们说
First Corinthians
你们所受的试探
the temptation you undergo,
不会是人所能忍受的
there are temptations that you are able to endure.
神是信实的
God is faithful.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受
He will not allow you to undergo temptation more than you are able to endure.
当我们在试探当中
In the midst of temptation
在这个苦难的里面
In the midst of trials
有时候我们感觉有时候感觉软弱
We feel we're weak
有时候我们感觉我们站不住
We feel we're not able to withstand
他说神是信实的
But it says God is faithful.
必不叫你们受试探过于所能受。
He will not allow you to undergo temptation more than you are able to endure.
在你们受试探的时候
，in the midst of your temptation,
总要给你们开一条路。
He will open a way for you.
叫你们能忍受的。
So that you can persevere.
弟兄姊妹，什么是主手开给我们开的路
？What is the way the Lord opens for us?
他把他的恩典赐给我们。
He gives us His grace.
当我们在试探当中
，in the midst of temptation,
他把的恩典给我们。
He provides grace.
是我们靠着他的恩典
By His grace.
叫我们能够忍受的
We're able to endure.
在保罗身上岂不是这样子吗
In Paul, it is not so.
他为了身上的试探
For the temptation in his body.
他说就是撒旦的差役。撒旦的差役。差遣的人。
They are messengers of Satan.
那么是仇敌做的。
就是 deeds of the devil.
他为着这事，为着那一个刺。
For that thorn on the side.
多次的求告主。
He prayed many times.
主没有答应。
The Lord did not answer.
主没有使他把这个难处来挪开。
The Lord did not remove the difficulty.
许可这难处继续留他的身上。
He allowed this difficulty to remain.
有一件事情主应许他。
One thing God promised.
我的恩典能够你所使用。
My grace shall be sufficient.
虽然有难处。
Even though
但是我的恩典比难处还要大。
My grace is greater than difficulty.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
忍受试探。
So to endure a trial,
我们自己能忍受
is not something we can do.
乃是主的恩典在我们里面
But because of the grace of God in us,
够我们所使用的
It is sufficient.
所有在试探当中弟兄姊妹
All those are in trial.
所有在难处里面弟兄
In difficulty.
一方面我们看见
On one hand, we see.
所许可的
These are things the Lord allows.
为了我们益处
For our benefit.
为了成全我们
To perfect us.
第二方面要看见
On the other hand, we see.
恩典来供应我们
The Lord supplies us with grace. To support us,
靠着主的恩典
so that by His grace,
能够忍受得
we can endure.
好让主的旨意能成就在。
That the Lord's will be accomplished in us.
那今天我们就讲到那个信心的表现。
We mentioned the manifestations of faith.
这主许可的话，下次我们再讲。
The Lord allows you to mention some others.